From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Tuesday they seized the last remaining areas of Raqqa, Syria, from Islamic State militants and the American-led coalition fighting IS, said the city was on the verge of liberation. That's in addition to Iraqi forces taking over more oil fields near the city of Kirkuk. Robert Raffaelli has more.
The military said Kurdish fighters withdrew from the Bayhasan and Avana oil fields, leaving federal security forces to take over. Tuesday's developments followed a swift move by government forces Monday to capture the Kirkuk governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field.
Islamic State still controls areas around the eastern province and further south of the Euphrates River Valley. At least 52 people are dead, 200 more wounded in a terrorist attack on a police training center in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say that the attack began when a suicide bomber detonated a car filled with explosives near the training center near Gardez, the capital of Paktia province. After the explosion, a group of gunmen stormed the center and engaged in a shootout with police. Thousands more Rohingya refugees have crossed the border from Myanmar to Bangladesh since late Sunday. The United Nations Refugee Agency has said Tuesday, bringing to 582,000 the number of Rohingya who have fled the country since August 25th. The Myanmar military has been accused of the widespread burning of Rohingya villages, rape, killings, looting, and the laying of landmines to prevent people returning to their homes. The violence follows deadly attacks carried out by Rohingya militants.